back home, home to the Lone Star State another day. I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia, PA,
Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that's what we do every week, streaming on thevoiceofvashon.org or on 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musician. I crack myself up. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. In this second of a series of retrospectives, looking back over my first 249 shows and picking my favorites, there are three categories, at least one show dedicated to each, and last week we heard women musicians, which was a fine show, I was told, by a woman. And this week we hear bands and duos. I have at least two great songs for going out of the show, but they don't go together. So Terry suggested doing one to start off and one to finish, and so let's do it. Here's an all-star cast with Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away.
Joe, you're from Lubbock. Why don't you kick this off?
All right. I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. You're gonna give your love to me.
Thank you.
Well, if you watch the video to that, you can see a bunch of grinning people who are really, really happy with what they just did. Buddy Holly's not fade away from an all-star band who are, from what I can see in the video, Jeff Bridges, Joe Ely, Sheryl Crow, David Grissom, Bonnie Raitt, Jimmy Vaughn, Doyle Bramble II, Gary Clark Jr., Lloyd Maines on that screaming pedal steel, Robert Earl Keen, Glenn Fukunaga, Brittany Howe, and more. Buddy Holly recorded that song on May 27, 1957, and this performance was on December 2, 2014, for a celebration of ACL's 40th season. Lots happened musically, I think, on more than a half a decade between those two events, but the song remains a standard for a lot of people, including the Stones, Grateful Dead, who ended their last tour, their last ever tour, with that song in Chicago. For the original, drummer Jerry Allison pounded out kind of that variant of the Bo Diddley beat on a cardboard box, and that was what was recorded. It worked. Well, since we started the show with an excellent rhythm, let's go with a couple more. We're going to lead off with a kind of a swamp New Orleans feel. Here is the Band of Heathens and Jackson Station.
Now here's a gritty sound that rocks from the Band of Heathens.
Got a voice like sugar, is so sweet and fine. Sister singing Amazing Grace, she right in time. They're laying poor Papa low in the ground that he worked and sold. Now they waiting at the Jackson Station for the train to roll. She's been up all night, she got crows walking round her eyes. But she can still raise a cup in a toast to a well-ran drive. Well, he left her on a Tuesday still, with gin, whiskey, and a bottle of pills. And now she's waiting at the Jackson Station, looking over the hill. Take me away, hear the whistle play a sad, sad song. Lay me down where the river runs wide and strong. Sometimes she rides a ticket home, other times she'll leave you all alone. Just waiting at the Jackson Station for the train to go. Thank you.
Got a band tonight is deep down inside us and it won't go away.
Abandonitis.
Got a band tonight is deep down inside us and it won't go away.
Abandonitis.
You can whine and moan about being alone, but abandonitis is here to stay. You might get left as a child and run crazy and wild and feel secretly bad every day. Epilepsy as a child and run crazy and wild and feel secretly bad every day.
Abandonitis.
You better take it in stride, cause you just can't hide from abandonitis when it comes your way. You may be sisters in jail, your brother's a punk, your folks are both dead, maybe just drunk. You feel all alone, so sorry for yourself, and stand in line like everybody else. Appendicitis, all the doctor can't cut it away.
Cut it away.
It's abandonitis, not appendicitis. Hell, the doctor can't cut it away.
Cut it away.
Yeah, you can't operate on your own fate. Abandonitis, don't cut it that way. It's just abandonitis deep down inside us, and it won't go away. It won't go away.
Abandonitis.
You can whine and moan about being alone, but abandonitis don't go away.
Abandonitis.
Terry Allen on vocals and piano, and the Panhandle Mystery Band with Abandonitis from their 2020 album, Just Like Moby Dick. The band was Bale Allen on djembe, Bucca Allen on accordion. Both of those guys are sons of Terry. Richard Bowden on fiddle, Glenn Fukunaga on bass, Lloyd Maines on slide, Davis McClarty on drums, Shannon McNally on vocals, Charlie Sexton on electric guitar, and Brian Standifer on cello. Terry is from Lubbock and went to high school with Butch Hancock, Jimmie Dale Gilmore, and Joe Ely, and you're going to hear them soon as the Flatlanders. And his wife, Joe Harvey Allen, he's a legend in both musical and artistic circles. He's a painter, conceptual artist, performance artist, sculptor. He's got work at MoMA and the Met and other museums. He's got about a dozen albums out as well. Pretty talented, creative guy. Before Terry and the Panhandle Mystery Band, we heard the Band of Heathens, also out of Austin with Jackson Station. It's called Live on Austin City Limits, and the song also appears on their self-titled album released in 2008, which won an Americana Award. That album featured a lot of folks that you've heard on this show before. Ray Wiley Hubbard produced it, Patty Griffin and Gerf Morlicks were on it, and it went to number one on the Americana charts in 2008. The start of this band is kind of interesting. Three solo performers, Colin Brooks, Ed Jurdy, and Gordy Quist, shared the bill at Momo's, which is now closed, unfortunately, in Austin. They began playing with each other, and then they added a few other guys, and their first two albums were live ones, and that just doesn't happen. One was at Momo's and one was at Antone's, and they have since pulled in a number of Americana nominations and awards, and there's a part of them which reminds me of a little bit of Little Feat and maybe a little bit of the band, and they are all really talented musicians. Three of them were singing on that cut. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas. We're streaming on thevoiceofvashon.org, and also we are your radio dial at 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, playing songs by duets or bands that I have deemed my favorite from the first 249 shows that I did. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon programming support is brought to you by Cafe Vino Olio, featuring house-made bagels and Fioretta coffee expertly roasted and prepared. Or enjoy wine by the glass and a baked treat in their Vashon Town Cafe. Don't forget grab-and-go specialty wines and pantry items on your way out. For hours of operation and to find out more, call 206-999-4742.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
Well, thanks to our underwriters, and thanks to all of you who listen in. Thanks to all of you who donate. We really like that. And by the way, Give Big is coming up, and the Give Big site is open. So feel free to donate to your favorite not-for-profit organization, whether it's the Voice of Vashon or anyone else. We're going to slow things down a little bit with a few love songs, starting off with the aforementioned Flatlanders, if you will, and a song that is probably so full of metaphors that I could teach 2 weeks of a poetry class just with this one song. Here it is, the Flatlanders, with If You Were a Bluebird.
Now Joe welcomes the other two members of the original Flatlanders from Lubbock, Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Butch Hancock.
You were a bluebird, honey, you'd be a sad one. I'd give you a true word, but you've already had one. If you were a bluebird, you'd be crying, you'd be flying home. You were a raindrop, you would shine like a rainbow. If you were a train star, the conductor would sing low. If you were a raindrop, you would be falling, you would be calling home. Satisfied you. Files a highway.
I'd be stretching, I'd be fetching you home. If you were a bluebird, you'd be a sad one.
I'd give you a true word, but you already had one. If you were a bluebird, you'd be crying, you'd be flying home.
The gone side of leaving, she found her thumb and stuck it in the breeze. She'll take anything going close to somewhere she can lay it down and live it like she please. She ain't going nowhere, she's just leaving. She ain't going nowhere, she can't breathe in. She ain't going home, that's for sure. She's not sitting down crying on her case. She has no second thoughts by the road. She has feelings that need some repairing. She did not give a damn, that it shows. She ain't going nowhere. Now the wind had a way with her hair, and the blues have a way with her smile, and she has a way of her own, like a prisoner has a way with a file.
God, that song gets me. The Trishas, She Ain't Going Nowhere, the great Guy Clark song, and that came from the album This One's For Him, 30 artists covering 30 Guy Clark songs. That was released back in 2011. The Trishas were Liz Foster on percussion and harp, Savannah Welch on mandolin, Jamie Lynn Wilson on banjo, and Kelly McWee on mandolin. They all play guitar. They were formed in 2009. They put out an EP in 2010, an LP in 2013, and as they say on their website, with four babies and many miles between them, they only get together for an occasional special event. Kelly is now part of the Shiny Ribs band. Savannah Welch is the daughter of Kevin Welch, singer-songwriter, and she's an actress who has appeared in more than 20 films and the TV series The Good Doctor. In 2013, she was hit by a car, and she lost a leg. That didn't slow her down, didn't slow down her career either, as she's been in a half dozen films since then, along with The Good Doctor. We let off that set with the Flatlanders, Joe Ely, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Butch Hancock, in that order, with Butch on the harp, recorded on the Texas Connection, kind of a spinoff on Austin City Limits, focused on Texas artists. Butch wrote that song with its many, many metaphors. Flatlanders were out of Lubbock, and they started out in the early 70s. That didn't go so well. They got screwed by the record label, so they went out as solo performers, and they did really well. And they came back together in 90, and they released the record that they made back in the 70s that they got screwed on. They have gotten back together periodically over the years. They got 10 albums out, and the most recent is one called Treasure of Love, released in 2021, kind of a COVID thing. Well, we had a positive and negative song in that last set, so we're going to do one more in this love vein, but I don't know if it's positive or negative. You can tell me. I like it a bunch. Here's Amy Levere and Will Sexton and The Last Rock and Roll Boy to Dance. Thank you. Amy Levere on vocals and upright bass, and Will Sexton on backup vocals and guitars, and the last rock and roll boy to dance from their 2015 Hallelujah, I'm a Dreamer, recorded at Nelson Street in Memphis. Will was born in San Antonio. He grew up in Austin, along with his younger brother, Charlie Sexton. They're both guitar gunslingers back then. In their teens, they had a band called Will and the Kill that just kicked it out. They went their separate musical ways. Will playing as a sideman for a huge number of artists, and Charlie played with Dylan, and he produced a whole bunch of records for folks. Amy grew up on the border between Texas and Louisiana, and her family moved 13 times by the time she entered high school. She started out in punk bands and then went through a number of iterations of music and bands and was in movies as well. She and Will met, and he was playing with Amy, and although I've played their music a bunch, I didn't know that Amy played in a bluegrass band, The Wandering, and she played with Shannon McNally, whom we featured in last week's show, and you heard her in the Panhandle Mystery Band as well. They toured together as a duo. You are listening to the second in a series of retrospective looks at shows 1 through 249 of Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Appreciate your listening in tonight.
Support for Voice of Vashon is provided by Palouse Winery. Award-winning wines are available for tasting on their covered patio noon to 5 Friday through Sunday. For private event inquiries, to see the music schedule, or to make a reservation, visit PalouseWinery.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, and signature cocktails in an historic 125-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island, on the web at THSRestaurant.com.
Well, thanks to our supporters once again. Thanks to our underwriters and everybody else. Don't forget Give Big coming up, and make sure you give big to a whole bunch of people. We haven't had any blues yet, and might as well be time now. We lead off with the Blues Broads, and they're feeling kind of down. It is. Here they are with Living the Blues.
Tonight. you can buy me a drink. Well, don't you even start to think that you and me could maybe be something nice. Believe me, baby, you don't wanna pay the price. You say let's fall in love, but you must be joking. I just been burnt so bad, honey, I'm still smoking. I'm living the blues. Living the blues tonight. Living the blues. Living the blues tonight. I'm in no mood to get myself together. I feel so bad, I don't wanna feel better. Living the blues. I'm living tonight. Yeah, yeah, I'm in no mood to get myself together. I feel so bad, I don't wanna feel better. Living the blues. I'm living the blues tonight. Tracy Nelson, Dorothy Morrison, I'm Angela Straley, and we want to call on Annie Sampson. She wrote...
It's been coming on a year since you said we must part.
Was that guy on the harp? Mike Nichols could probably tell you, is James Cotton on harp, Ruthie Foster on vocals, Wrapped Around My Heart. Tom Hambridge was on drums, Chuck Lavelle on B3, Rob McNally on the guitar, and Glenn Wolfe on bass. That was on the record Cottonmouth Man, released in 2013, a Grammy nominee. Hambridge and a couple of other folks came to James and said they want to make an album about his life. And they sat down, they told some stories, they played some music, and the album was born. And James's life probably had a lot of albums that could have been recorded about it. He started out playing in Howlin' Wolf's band, and then he joined Muddy Waters' band, and his first album was produced by Mike Bloomfield. He played and won many a blues music award as late as 2016. He died in Austin in 2017. Before James and Ruthie, we heard the Blues Broads, as you heard Angela Straley, born in Lubbock, Tracy Nelson, formerly of Mother Earth, Dorothy Morrison, formerly of the Edwin Hawkins Singers, and Annie Simpson of Stoned Ground, and the song was Living the Blues from their self-titled album. That was recorded live at the Throckmorton Theater on November 4th, 2011. If you buy that CD, you'll get a DVD of that as well. As liner notes say, although she is not old enough to be abroad, Deanna Bogart rips it up on the keys throughout the album, and she's fun to watch, too. A word about Angela. She started a band called Southern Feelings with the legendary W.C. Clark. And W.C. Clark, by the way, taught the Sextons how to play guitar. And then Angela became stage manager and sound tech at Antones, and we saw her in Austin after her first record, Soul Shake, came out, and then we saw her again with Tracy Nelson, who was on that record, and Marcia Ball, after they recorded Dreams Come True, which is truly a great record. Angela now lives in Marin County, where this band came together. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. We are streaming, of course, at thevoiceofvashon.org or on 101.9 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, picking my favorite songs from shows 1 through 249, performed by a duo or a band. We're going to move from the blues to, well, just kind of an interesting rock and roll feel, and with what started out to be an unlikely duo. Well, just it came out to be one that just makes sense because they make great music. Here are Robert Plant and Alison Krauss and High and Lonesome.
Take me down to the river. Lift me high upon the flood, and there will be no turning back. And I must find my love, I must find my love, I must find my love. Well, now meet me in the bottom with the serpents and the vines. And I'ma shout out loud. Will she still be mine? Will she still be mine? Will she still be mine? I shall not rest upon the highway. I will not tire nor despair. I shall conspire. I will be there. I'll make a deal. I'll dance in hell. Sing out loud and loud, yeah. I will open every door, yeah. I'm conversating out in the wild woods with the lion and the dove. And if I should lose my mind, there I must find my love. There I must find my love. There I must find my love. On the mountain with the naked and the free. And if I should bear my soul, would you still care for me? 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 I shall not rest upon the highway. I will not tire nor despair. We'll be right back. seven seas. So all alone, so high and lonesome. Does she still think of me? Does she still think of me? Does she still think of me?
Robert Plant and Alison Krauss with High and Lonesome from their second album together, Raise the Roof, came out in 2021. Their first, Raising Sand, was released in 2007, and it was a total surprise to everybody that these two seemingly really disparate musicians came together to record in the first place, and it really did work. At least partial credit goes to T-Bone Burnett for his production, and Jay Bellerose as well for his terrific drumming. And Jay Bellerose, by the way, plays drums for Pete Droege and Elaine Summers many times. T-Bone Burnett helped produce this record as well, and High and Lonesome is the only original song on the album, co-written by Robert and Allison and T-Bone. And yeah, I could claim Robert Plant as a Texas musician because he and Patty Griffin were romantic partners for a few years around 2010, and they lived part-time in Austin and part-time in England. We're going to go out the door this second retrospective of Boogie Back to Texas's first 249 shows with Robert Plant again, and this time with the Band of Joy, with Buddy Miller's song Somewhere Trouble Don't Go that was recorded live at the Artist Den, which is a series out of New York that was broadcast on public TV. This Band of Joy actually was the second Band of Joy, as the first one was formed by Robert in 1966, but it folded. This one came together in 2010 with Robert on vocals and harp, Buddy Miller on guitars, Daryl Scott on all things strings plus accordion, Marco Giovino on drums and percussion, Patty Griffin on vocals, and everybody doing some backup vocals sometime or other. And they got an album, came out in 2010. But if you watch videos of them on YouTube, you can see the amazing chemistry among these musicians. There's something else. This is Band of Joy, and Somewhere Trouble Don't Go.
A great influence to me over the many years since we first met in Dublin, in Ireland, when this guy was playing with Emmylou Harris. A guy who produced this record, who looks after so many of us, who is the great vizier and great seer of music in my time. This time, please welcome the great Buddy Miller.
Devil had a daughter, took me to deep water, tried to kill me with a kiss. Said, hey now, honey, what about the money? I said, I ain't got time for this.
Take me somewhere trouble don't go. Make me someone trouble don't know.
Sleeping in the day was best. Sleeping in. wants to drive my car, but she wants to go too far, but she wants to go too far. First kind of love, it's so fine. Here come heartache right behind. Here comes heartache right behind.
Indeed, Robert Plant and the Band of Joy on Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for listening in tonight, and we will see you next week.